bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Our next guest is James Patterson, recently re-elected Senator for Victoria for the Coalition. Good morning, James.
Great to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Welcome to Joy.
James, one of the first questions you... have stated publicly your support for marriage equality?
Yes.
How can you, in your role, start to agitate within your party to get rid of this idea of a plebiscite and take it to a vote?
Straight to the point.
Well, a bit of background, a bit of history, I think, is useful here. So, unlike, you know, the Labor Party, I've been in favour of marriage equality publicly for a long time. I first spoke out in favour of same-sex marriage publicly on Q&A in 2011 when I was at the Institute of Public Affairs, the free market think tank. And my view has always been that same-sex marriage is an issue of freedom. I think that people who love each other should have the freedom to marry each other, and I don't think it's the role of government to prevent people from, you know, celebrating their relationship and formalising their relationship in that way. I should say, though, I also am concerned that we preserve the freedom of conscience and the religious liberty of people who don't agree with same-sex marriage. I don't want to see their rights trampled in the process because, in my view, you don't give freedom to one group of people by taking away from another group of people. I understand absolutely why supporters of same-sex marriage and people in the gay community are concerned about the plebiscite, but I think it is a reasonable solution to what has proven to be a difficult political problem for all parties over recent years. We've had a number of votes on this issue in Parliament. It's been one of the most debated issues in Parliament, and it has been unresolved by the parliamentary process. So if the PM wants to proceed with a plebiscite, then he has my full support to do so.
But James, just again, with all due respect to that position you've taken, if you are a supporter of marriage equality and you are a supporter of voting by conscience, when this change to the legislation was enacted in 2004, it didn't take a plebiscite, it didn't take a referendum, and it didn't take the request of the Australian public to make a decision about the private lives of other individuals. What this plebiscite is going to do is going to, and I don't care how many people tell me it's going to be a moderate adult discussion, we already see from all quarters of society hatred and vilification publicly and violently expressed around marriage equality, including from members of the Senate and the government in your party. To try and tell me that we're going to have a reasonable discussion, I think, is absurd. Why can't we just go... I'd like to finish my question. Why can't we go into the House where the change was made in 2004 under the Howard government with the support of Labor, go in, change that little piece in the legislation to remove between a man and a woman in the Marriage Amendment Bill of 2004, put this to bed, save the Australian public $160 million, save the LGBT community nationally the potential to be vilified and publicly injured in the street, and to stop young kids taking their own life because they don't feel they belong? That is the question that we have to ask you and that we have to ask this government. Are they willing to have blood on their hands?
I completely understand and respect that point of view, but I think it's worth thinking about what the 2004 vote did. Although it changed the law in a legal sense and legislation was changed, it is not as if same-sex marriage was legal prior to 2004.
No, but it wasn't illegal.
The government, with Labor's support, made it lawful. Well, it wasn't provided for by the law, therefore it wasn't happening. It wasn't allowed. So let's not confuse what happened in 2004. It was an attempt to codify what everyone thought was the case, which was that same-sex marriages were not permitted in Australia. I think, though, that I understand your pessimism and I understand your concern, and I don't dismiss it, but I think there have been other examples from around the world that have demonstrated that this can be done in a good spirit and with a good nature, and I think Ireland is the best example. Although I'm sure there are things that were said in that referendum that many of us would wish were not said, I think the result of that referendum has been very clear, very overwhelming, and actually people have come together after that vote, and I think in a really good spirit. And Ireland is, if anything, a more socially conservative country than Australia. It's a more religious society than Australia. It's a society where the Catholic Church is very influential, and if they were able to do it, then I don't see why Australia can't do it.
I wanted to ask James that you haven't had a full party meeting yet, and the government is, you know, has got a very bare majority. So, are we going to have a? What's your take? You know, are we going to have a plebiscite, or is it going to be put to one side? You know, some. You know, Erica Betts is, and Corey Bernardi have said, you know, this isn't really an issue. You know,
it's not urgent.
We don't need to deal with this. What's your feeling about how, you know, you think it will play out, and perhaps as opposed to how you'd like it to play out?
Yeah, I think it should and it will be resolved in a reasonable time frame. I don't think the Australian people would entertain any kind of unnecessary delay to this issue. We have promised that we will deal with it. We promised that we'll put it to a vote and we'll give everyone a say. If we were seen to be dragging our heels and making it slow unnecessarily, I think people would be cynical about that.
So is that an official government announcement then, that there will be a plebiscite?
The PM has said there'll be a plebiscite. I mean, no breaking news there from me. What I'm saying is that I think that, you know, it should proceed at a reasonable pace. There are issues about the plebiscite to be resolved.
James, what are those issues?
Well, how is the question worded?
It's very simple. Do you support marriage equality? Tick yes or tick no?
Well, I don't know it'll be that straightforward. There are kind of...
Well, it is that straightforward. That's the question we're asking. It's a marriage equality plebiscite.
Well, that's certainly the question, in a political sense that we're asking, but the wording of the question will have to reflect legal realities, and that's something for the Attorney General to work out. There are related issues like does the referendum specify things like religious exemptions for churches or not? Does it go into that level of detail? So that's something that is the Attorney General's brief and is working on, and in due course will reveal publicly for discussion and comment. So issues like that have to be worked out. Whether or not it is compulsory, whether or not there is public funding, these are kind of still issues that are up for discussion.
James, if I may, under Tony Abbott's leadership of the party, there was funding clearly for this to happen. There was already the brief to go to the Attorney General to write the question or to seek legal advice on how this is framed. Malcolm Turnbull led the party for how long before the election?
Good question. 9 months, roughly.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So we just seem to see delays, and this very deliberate attempt to stymie this. You called it a referendum. It is a plebiscite, not a referendum, because a referendum would be binding. A plebiscite, it seems, is not.
So and even the if referendum changes the constitution,
it does.
This is not a constitutional
does not.
Matter.
Mm. So if we are to continue to be asked to be patient whilst the ducks are put in a row, you can understand our frustration that patience is wearing incredibly thin at the moment.
Of course, I do understand that. But also, I think at the same time, it's difficult to have a position which is, well, we shouldn't have a plebiscite, and a plebiscite's a terrible thing, but also you better have one pretty quickly. I mean, you can't hold two positions.
Either. I don't want a plebiscite at all. Go and vote on it. That's your job.
Well, exactly. In which case, obviously the party's taken a promise to an election, has been elected on the basis to deliver that promise, and we're not going to turn around immediately after the election and junk that. That would be very cynical exercise.
Or dare I remind you, with no cuts to health, education, or the ABC, dare I remind you, James Patterson.
And that's a fair point, and I think we've learned a very good lesson from that public reacted as badly as you would expect them to, and we were punished for it harshly.
I've got one last question. I just want to change tack. Turn his mic off. Is actually, I know deficit reduction is a matter that's very, very dear to your heart and your beliefs. Are we actually going to see, looking forward, in my lifetime, which hopefully is a bit longer than deficits are looking, but are we going to see, Australia move back into a sustainable surplus to start paying down our debt and stop living beyond our means? How do we do this, James?
Well, I certainly hope so. As you say, I'm very concerned about it. I'm the youngest politician in Parliament now, and I'm concerned that my generation is going to have to bear the load of paying back this debt if the current generation doesn't take action to address it. We're paying $15 billion a year in interest payments alone, and whether you're someone like me who wants lower taxes and smaller government, or whether you're someone who wants a bigger government that provides more services, interest on debt is a dead end.
Yeah.
That's $15 billion that could either be spent you know, if it was up to me reducing people's taxes, or if it was up to Labor on $15 billion worth of more services, but either way, no one's benefiting from that money, and it's critical that we get the deficit under control and begin to pay down that debt. It's a really difficult task which Parliament has grappled with. Our side of politics has had an attempt in the last term of dealing with it, and we were successful in part. Some of the measures we got through to address the deficit were successful, but many have not passed the Parliament. The Labor Party has a different approach, a different view, and as do the Greens, and that has made it very difficult. I think generally the political class has to confront this issue more seriously than it has. I won't, you know, outline right now all my ideas on that. Over time, that's something I plan to be vocal about. But I think that there's a lot of heavy lifting to be done on deficit reduction.
There sure is. James Patterson, Liberal Senator Victoria, thank you for your time.
Pleasure.
Love the to and fro. That is good. That's what our listeners like. Happy to have you back again sometime, James. It was good fun. And good luck when you get to Canberra into that first really serious party room meeting. And we hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.